Today's events left U.S. officials insisting that the region can still move toward peace. NPR's Allison Aubrey continues our coverage in Washington.
Secretary of State Powell told Fox News today he's sure that Palestinian Prime Minister Mahmoud Abbas would arrest the perpetrators of the Gaza Strip attack if he could find them. Powell expressed full confidence in Abbas's leadership.
Prime Minister Abbas has condemned the armed intifada, says it has to come to an end. He's condemned this kind of activity. Now we have to give him the capacity and the capability to deal with Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad and the Al-Aqsa Brigades. And I'm persuaded that he is committed to doing that.
Powell said the U.S. will give Abbas the help he needs in everything from rebuilding his police force to acquiring new vehicles. The secretary did not blame Palestinian President Yasser Arafat for the latest violence, but he said Arafat must not be a spoiler of peace.
He is still president of the Palestinian Authority. I recognize that. And he has a place within the minds and hearts of the Palestinian people. He now has to start speaking out for peace as well.
National Security Advisor Condoleezza Rice, speaking on ABC about the Gaza Strip attack, indicated that new violence was not a surprise.
We've always known that there were going to be those who do not want peace, and that the rejectionists were going to try and scuttle the opportunity of the Palestinian people for statehood and for peace with Israel as a neighbor.
But Rice said now is the time for leaders on both sides to stay on track and work toward the goals of ending violence and creating an independent Palestinian state. Alice Nobry, NPR News, Washington.